Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. It's Feedback, 715-845-2155. And it, open phone. I'm just feeling the love. Open phone. Anything you want to talk about, 715-845-2155. We had a very interesting interview with Dave Bray of the band Medicine Rising just before we ended the morning show segment. And I think the biggest thing is that you have to understand if you can jump to a conclusion and assume that just because the music is heavy metal, just because the music is rock and roll, it's automatically disrespectful. And I'm sorry if that's how you were raised. I'm sorry if that's the first thing you think of when you hear, you know, guitars and bass and a good thumping bass line and drums. You think, you're not going to find a more patriotic, God-loving, America-loving group as Medicine Rising. And a little bit later, as soon as I find the time, I'm going to go back and find the video that we play for their version of the national anthem. We're going to put it back up on our Facebook page, the official Facebook page of the show, Seth Mila WSAU. You want to see it? Go there, find it, click on like, and enjoy. Let's fire up the phones before we get too deep into the program and before Tom decides, you know, to send us down some subversive track. Ha! Good morning, Jack. How are you? What can we do for you?
Doing very good. Just a side note to the anniversary of the Sonny Liston Clay fight.
Yeah.
I saw in a Drudge Report this morning that there's thinking that fight was fixed by the mafia.
What?
And that Liston was actually probably part of that. So
really?
Yeah, go on the Drudge Report. They have a little more information about that.
Yeah, that's an old story that...
it is? Okay.
From the first time it happened, the thought was that...
The mob had the fight fixed?
Had Liston throw the fight.
What do you think? You're the our resident conspiracy theorist. What do you think, man?
The possibility exists.
Well, yeah, it exists.
In the one Clay Liston fight, there was a so-called phantom punch. Liston went down like he was shot. And the video says, "Well, where was the punch that
he never Ali
there,
never
there,
connected?
There was a punch, but it shouldn't have had as much force as Liston sold it with."
Well, now wait a minute. Now Bruce Lee had the silent palm, or where you could just he'd put his hand on you, man, and then next thing you know, you're seeing stars. Your kids are born stupid. All right,
Look,
Jack. Thanks for calling in.
I don't think Cassius Clay or Muhammad Ali needed any help in beating Sonny Liston. Sonny Liston was thought to be indestructible, but
right.
Sonny Liston had all kinds of problems. He was a drug addict. He was a drunk. He was a bully. He was, he was just a bad guy.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't find it hard to believe that the mob had him in their back pocket because he had gambling debts. He bought drugs. You know, he had all kinds of situations going on. But I don't think Clay needed any help in beating him.
So you think he tossed the fight maybe to clear up some of his debt?
Well, that would be the thinking, yes.
It'd be logical. All right, let's I learned something new today, man. That's awesome. Tony, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
A couple things real quick for Tom. Number one, and I'll make this quick, it's kind of off to what I really want to talk about.
Right.
What's with this Ramirez who had a colonoscopy in January, had one hemorrhoid polyp removed.
What?
Now he's day-to-day. We could play this year or not. I can't believe that.
No, he's back out there on the practice field. He had a non-cancerous polyp removed after a colonoscopy, like people get every day. And it just
you're due, aren't you, Tom?
Get removed every day. They go back to work the next day. But anyhow, here's my main question. Just a question is coming up with the military. I'm really confused on it. They're going to cut the grunts. They're cutting the grunts' pay, everything, and all that, and reducing the military because of the sequester, the cost, et cetera.
Yeah.
I'm confused. Why are they hiring 10,000 to 15,000 new IRS agents who are more higher paid than our grunts that are serving our nation?
We're gonna get into Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel's report, hopefully in this program. I want to talk about that because yes, his proposal. Again, which is the liberal thinking, let's make a proposal that sounds good and let's not pay any attention to the problems that it's going to cause, but it sounds good right now. Yeah, I want to get into that, and we will. I cannot read your writing. Who's on line one? Dave?
This is Dave.
Hey, correct. Dave. How you doing, brother?
Not too
bad.
That
says Dave, by the way. D-A-V-E.
Did you learn to write in hieroglyphics class or something? Anyway.
I'm a veteran from the Navy back from the 70s, and talking about this disrespect of the national anthem.
Yes,
now,
sir.
What about Roseanne Barr when she sang that national anthem?
Oh, that was, there was,
that's all I gotta say.
That was hideous. There was nothing respectful. There was nothing honorable. That was absolutely disrespectful. Absolutely disrespectful. It was terrible.
Nobody would argue with that.
I bet you Roseanne would argue with it. I bet you Roseanne would argue with it. What I would like to do, if I may, is let's go with the whole issue of whether or not music is respectful in by its style, okay? And then we're gonna end with this. We're gonna go out to a song that a buddy of mine has put together. It's called "The Garden" by a band called Killing Medusa, and this song. Is, are you ready for this? This is Christian heavy metal. Do you disagree that heavy metal can be Christian? Take a listen. We're going to go out to this. I'm going to let it play for just a little bit. And then you come back and you let me know what you think. 715-845-2155. This is Killing Medusa. The song is The Garden. It's up on the website, the Facebook page, if you want to check it out. This is the song that Madison Rising played as the national anthem at the Daytona 500. So what do you think? This is feedback. Welcome to it. 715-845-2155. So what do you think? Is this disrespectful? Is this a non-patriotic version of the national anthem? Wait a minute. What about this? Okay. I understand. Let me explain something. My father was an individual that I... He was a very complex character. There were some things about my dad that was just like, he was nuts. And then there were some things that I have to say I respected him for because of his commitment to what he believed in. The reason I bring him up is we attended a church service back when I was growing up as a kid. It was a very small church. It was very quaint. It was very quiet. It was very reserved and very conservative, very respectful. It was a small congregation, and they sang traditional hymns, and it was a very traditional, conservative church service. One afternoon, or one morning, rather, they decided to do something a little different. And they brought in an orchestra. And I'm talking a small orchestra, a couple horns, some strings. And what really set my father off, now keep in mind, I come from a family of drummers. My dad's a drummer. I'm a drummer. My brother is a drummer. In the orchestra was a drum kit, full drum set. This sent my father into a rage. I mean, he was seething angry, and gave the guy that was running the church, Father Fleming was his name, gave him an earful after the service was over about how he may never come back. It was disrespectful. It was this. By the way, the music they played was an orchestral version of the old Southern Cross, the Rugged Cross, and there was a couple others that were classics. Not anything like what I just played. Nothing hard rock, nothing controversial, nothing modern. Very, very conservative, very traditional, but a more modern arrangement. And my father was just livid. And I didn't understand why. And now that I'm older, I have come into this issue where we play an alternative version or something like it, and people just get bent. I've gotten some of the most disrespectful, angry email from a handful of old, stodgy individuals that just say, if it's not the way it's always been done, it sucks. That's not true. There has got to be some freedom of expression. Not everybody looks and does things the same way. So what do you think? Do you think that the version of the national anthem that Madison Rising plays is disrespectful? I do not. Do you think that music that we played going out, I mean, that was heavy, full-on crunch, it's talking about the Garden of Eden and how we fell from grace and what it would take to get back. It's an uplifting, strong Christian.
Music.
Yeah,
talking
thank
about
you, Tom.
The serpent, huh?
Not exactly. Try again. Pull your head out of your butt. And by the way, your doctor called. Uh-huh. Your colonoscopy results are in.
Yeah.
They found your eyeglasses.
I see.
I'm
good for a few years. What about you? You're almost to the point where you're supposed to have one.
Are you volunteering?
No.
Well, then what are you bringing it up for?
Well, you're giving me grief about having a colonoscopy. I've had mine.
Yeah.
I'm good for a few years.
I am.
What about you?
I'm coming up on that due date, my brother, and I'm all set and ready to go. Not going to do it on air like they wanted us to do.
Oh, I think
but
you should take video, video, especially the night before when you're drinking the fluid. drinking that whatever that nasty chemical is that cleans you out, because
what is it called? Barium?
It's not fun.
No, it's not.
It's not barium, but it's basically something that you can't go more than two steps away from the bathroom where you're in big trouble.
I thank you for the offer.
By the way, I'm gonna pass. I have 27,000 songs on my iPod of all the different kinds of music. So you're not gonna get me to say that any type of music is "quote unquote bad." I don't particularly like certain types of music. I don't listen to hardcore rap on a daily basis, but I understand where those guys are coming from when they make that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just like anything else. I mean, at one point Elvis was devil music. Now Elvis is old and stodgy.
And look what happened to him.
Yeah. Well,
you know, look what happened to him.
At one point, Mozart was under fire from the Austrian court because his songs had too many notes in them.
Now, see, now that's from the movie.
But that's true.
Was
that
it true?
That actually was an actual thing that happened. Yeah.
Too many notes.
The emperor. The emperor. Too many
notes,
so how did you like this? How did you like the symphony, emperor? Well, it was fine, but too many notes. No, there were just the exact right amount of notes that were needed.
See, the problem was the emperor at the time was actually educated in music, and so therefore he had some.
Well, he thought he was anyway.
He had some basis for his critique, not like leadership of today that's been educated in, neighborhood watch and community leadership. All right, when we get back, we're going to talk about the issue.
You can't discuss any topic without going back to
Obama.
It all comes back to Obama?
It all comes back to politics in a way. It actually all comes back to right or wrong. And that's the next thing I want to talk about. I know I want to get to the reduction of the military budget. It's very important. But there's something else that I want to move on to. Arizona is having some interesting debate right now. Governor Jan Brewer facing some pressure, honestly, from both sides, from conservatives, liberals, Democrats, Republicans. The bill is in play that would allow businesses to deny service to customers based on religious reasons. Now, the reason this is coming up is there's been a couple cases. One, a bakery was asked to put together a wedding cake for a gay couple. The owner of the bakery was Christian and said, no, I can't do that. I cannot condone a gay wedding. It goes against my religious beliefs. They were sued for the denial of service, and they lost. Now, there's more appeals happening. Another case is a photographer that was hired to do a gay wedding. Discovered it was a gay wedding. He's like, nope, not doing it. There's litigation there. There's a fight. Now, there's always a better way to handle a circumstance than having to take it to court. And so we're going to talk about this. The bill would allow businesses to say, no, we are not going to serve you because of our religious beliefs. It would protect them from legal repercussions. The question comes in, is that a good idea? Is that opening the door now to discrimination? Discrimination in any form, to be perfectly honest with you, is just ignorance. But there are some differences here. If you are discriminating against someone because of something that they have no control over, that's wrong. If you choose not to associate with someone because of the behaviors they choose to engage in, nothing wrong with that.
So you're going to take the position that
we're
going
to get into it. We're
being
going
gay
to
is a choice.
We're going to get into whether or not a law giving businesses the right to say no based on religious freedom is actually a good idea. The main point we're going to get at is the businesses that come into this circumstance, might there be a better way for them to handle the circumstance other than just simply saying, no, we're not going to do business with you, we're not going to serve you? That's more likely the case. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News, 715-845-2155 is the phone number. We'll be right back with more feedback.
The news, talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.